Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Anne-Marie Lockhart. You are listening to Vox Poetica's 15 Minutes of Poetry, coming to you pre-recorded.
Hi, everyone. This is Anne-Marie Lockhart, and you're listening to Vox Poetica's 15 Minutes of Poetry. We're here today with Dom Gabrielli, but I'm having a little trouble getting his phone connected. So we are going to start, and I hope that I can get that worked out. And if not, I'm going to reschedule him for a different time, because you're all really going to want to hear what he has to say. One of the things that we both would like you to know is that his new chapbook, A Strange Frenzy, is out. It has just been released. It is available at Amazon, pretty much every version of Amazon. You can get it in Europe. You can get it in the United States. You can get it in England. You can get it any place. So, you know, if you're having trouble getting it, don't worry about it. Contact me, and I can get that for you, Anne-Marie Lockhart at unboundcontent.com. Or Dom can get it for you, too. He can get you in contact with me if need be. Whatever the case may be, we can get you a copy of the book. So just let us know that you're looking for it if you can't get it elsewhere. We do have links up for other ways to access it, and that's at through Dom's Facebook page or my Facebook page, Unbound Content, Vox Poetica, and also at the Unbound Content website, unboundcontent.com. So you can get this book, and you should get this book, because it's a really, really awesome chapbook. It is our first chapbook. I'm extraordinarily proud of it. It is, it's a beautiful work. It's 17 poems, and each one is based upon a quote by Rumi. And I know you all know a little something about Rumi, but my first experience with the work of Rumi was guided meditations by an Episcopalian nun many, many, many years ago. And it was, I remember being really intrigued by the words themselves, not only by themselves, but also the places those words were able to take me to. And I think that's one of the things in this book that comes through from the very first poem that you read, as well as the first quote, and as well as Dom's introduction to the work itself. There's artwork in the book. It is beautiful. It's evocative. And it sets off the poetry so nicely. I think it's it adds just a really great texture to the work itself. And I think it's just a really beautiful touch. So I urge you to pick it up and to read what other people are saying about it. It's gotten some really wonderful reviews already, and it will get more as people come across it, find it, read it, experience it. I think everyone can have some interesting things to say about it. The stuff that people have brought up already has been interesting to me as the editor and publisher of the book. There have been some reactions to it that I've been not only surprised by, but wonderfully intrigued by. People have been able to really delve into the work itself. And I think that's you know, it's one of those things that you kind of hold your breath to see if people react to the stuff that you create. And I think Dom's done such a nice job with this that it speaks for itself. It has a life of its own, and people are incredibly moved by it. So I want you all to have a chance to experience that in your own way. One of the things that I'm going to do, since Dom is not, I can't get, Blog Talk Radio is having some difficulties today, and I cannot get his call online, but I am going to bring him back, because I do want you all to hear what he has to say about this work itself. But I do also want to read you something from this. I'm going to read you poem number 3. The quote that inspired it is, "The cure for pain is in the pain. Good and bad are mixed. If you don't have both, you don't belong with us." In the poem, number 3, The Africans knew, the mad masters, they knew how to dance it out with blood sap and needles, to dance it out with torn threads and spindles, to dance it out with foam, spunk, and spittle. The African masters knew. And that's poem number 3, From a Strange Frenzy. A little something about the format of the book. It is a chapbook. It is a small collection, and I don't want you to think that by any means that it is simple. Small, yes, but big in scope. And it's amazing the amount of time you can spend in this work, in 17 poems and 17 quotes. Because it is very layered and it is very textured and it does take you in directions you really weren't expecting to go. So 17 poems can be a lifetime of intrigue, and I think that's one of the things about a chapbook, and it's one of the reasons that I wanted to begin to produce chapbooks. This is our first one. We've released a number of single-author full collections, but this is the first chapbook, and what it does so well is it focuses your attention, your experience. It points in a direction that kind of allows you to immerse yourself in a way. I think it's harder with a full collection. A full collection kind of, even when it's very narrative with a very clear arc to it, it's still bigger than that. So you go along, and every time you read it, you can gain quite a bit of different things out of it, but this is very focused. Chapbooks are able to kind of, it's like maybe in some ways the haiku of a poetry structure. It allows you to really get in tight on something. You bring the camera in close and you can see this almost from the inside out. So these 17 poems are laid out with the quote and the poem itself and the art, and I think they draw you in. I think it's an amazing thing to spend time with a small book. It allows you really to just simply focus on those words and on the imagery and the meditative value of it as well. So chapbooks, new venture for Unbound Content. There will be more of them. This is the first, and there will be others. They will all be different. They won't all be about Rumi. They won't all be this type of poetry. They won't all be meditations in a way. But they will all be unique and interesting. And I'm going to keep you informed about that as we get closer to publishing the next one. The other point I wanted to make about this, Rumi is so unifying in many ways. He's this character that a lot of people know a little bit about, so everyone brings something to the table in terms of knowledge beforehand. Read his work with contemporary eyes, even though it was written in a very different time and usually place from where we are now, even if you're geographically where he was, it isn't the same place. So it's interesting that he can write in his time, in his place, about things we can relate to so readily today. There is nothing dated in the words or the expression that he uses. There's nothing in the emotion that feels outdated. You can be drawn in just as easily as if you were speaking to a contemporary when you read his words. And the quotes that Dom chose for this particular book, I think, are very representative of that. The focus of these quotes and these poems is, of course, love. And when Dom kind of, I don't want to say reinterprets, because that's not exactly true, but when he jumps off the springboard of the quote into the poem that he wrote, it follows the natural course of Dom's writing in that particular moment. And it is each of these expressions together, the quote, the poem, they're so timeless. I'm speaking about Dom's work as well as Rumi's here. I think they both defy your ability to place them on a continuum, either space or time. And so that's kind of cool, too. In this day and age where we are moving a mile a minute, everything is going at the speed of light. People don't stop to listen to each other, to think about what they want to say before they say it. They don't have a sense for permanence in a lot of ways. It is very refreshing to stop and experience some real true pieces of universality. And I think Dom has captured that here so very well. He's brought it out of Rumi's work, and he's really enhanced it with his own. It's another kind of an interesting experience to have when you pick up this book and read it. It's called A Strange Frenzy, and it is 17 poems, and I am going to bring Dom back at another time to talk to you a little bit more in depth and personally about it. But let's consider this a preview, if you will, and I hope it intrigues you enough to seek out Dom. He's available online. You can Google him. You can find him on Facebook. You know, tell him that you're curious about his work, and he'll be happy to get you hooked up with a way to get your hands on it. It is the beginning of August. Either kids are getting ready to go back to school or getting ready to experience the last month of summer, whatever the case may be. It is a good time to write. It is a good time to read. You may still have a lot of beach time left for this summer. I urge you to bring a book of poetry to the beach. It's a wonderful place to experience poetic form. There's lots of different books out there, but I would recommend you look at everything that I publish at Unbound Content. It's all really wonderful. If you write, this is a really good time to start thinking about the next round of projects you might be working on. So it's a good time to find a writing group if you're looking for one. It's a good time to find a retreat. Oh, there are lots of fall retreats out there. You can find one local or farther away if that works better. I'm a big believer in getting away to get some things written from time to time. Look around, look online, ask your friends, ask other writers where they like to go to get some writing done. Find some time to go explore that part of yourself with your life on hold, at least for a day or two, if you can possibly do that. Recently, I had the chance to present at the Turner Cassidy Literary Festival in Douglasville, Georgia, and that was a wonderful experience. Presented some workshops and talked with some amazing creative people. A lot of local book lovers and writers and readers were there, and it was a remarkable event. I urge you to find local literary events in your neighborhood. These are great places to just find some inspiration for your own work and to get your hands on some new material. I will be in Virginia Beach in September at the Hampton Roads Writers Conference. That's another amazing collection of people. Virginia Beach in September, who doesn't like that? It's an inspiring place in any day, but particularly when the weather is good. It gives you a great excuse to get away and start writing. And the workshops there will focus on everything from the business side of the industry to the creative side of the industry and everything in between. There will be readings. I intend to have another collection of writers there reading their work. Had that in Georgia. That was really well received and a whole ton of fun. So if any of you can be at that, that would be great to see you there. If you can't get there, get to something in your neck of the woods. If there is nothing in your neck of the woods, find a way to start something, because there is not enough time in the world to wait for creativity to come to you. Sometimes you have to go out there and go get it. Bring it to somebody else instead. There's always somebody looking to do something along this line, and sometimes you need to be the one to start it. So I recommend you find a network of people of like mind and enlist their aid and start bringing the written word in many, many, many different forms out there to as many people who are willing to receive it. I think we are pretty much out of time. I'm so sorry Dom was not here. You know, technology is a beautiful thing. It allows us to do pretty much everything we want until it doesn't work. So I will be bringing him back. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your summer and write. Thank you for listening.